Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this live worldwide broadcast, I'm Alex Jones on the road with my family, coming to you from the Texas coast. And David Knight, of course, is in the big official InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. And we'll cut to David Knight so he can give you a preview of some of the topics and issues he's going to be raising today. And believe me, there's a lot of them, a lot of special reports, a lot of different important news developments that we're going to be bringing you live from the InfoWars studio. I'm going to be here as well, going over just the epic level movement of tyranny. And I use that word epic a lot because what we're seeing is over the top epic, seismic in its ramifications, whether we submit to it or don't submit to it. The hammer has fallen. The globalists are moving at full speed worldwide, not just here in the United States. 52 senators warn of sweeping ammo bans, say Second Amendment is, quote, at risk. Yes, the Second Amendment is being prepared to be dismantled. Sensenbrenner, one of the globalist members of Congress, does some good things, some bad things. Introduces the Real ID Act, but then, you know, supports Justin Amash and folks that are Ron Paul-esque. But he now has come out and wants to, quote, abolish the ATF. But the problem on that is they would just put the agency and the very people under the DEA and the FBI. Now, these are more competent groups, the DEA and the FBI, competent at carrying out globalist crime in many cases. And can you imagine the giant war on drugs apparatus and the asset forfeiture seizure apparatus that's federalizing local police everywhere when they switch to the war on guns with all these nickel and dime rules and regulations that aren't even law? This is the war on the American gun owner promised by the globalists. This is a full mega alert, ladies and gentlemen. And in fact, today I want to open the phones up and I want to ask the listeners, what are you going to do to defend the Second Amendment? Tomorrow I'm going to talk about positive things and uplifting the human spirit and how to transcend the globalist, at least at a gut level, so that their evil doesn't get us too depressed while we fight them. So we're in the world, but not of it. I was going to do that today, but the Second Amendment issue is so incredibly central. It is Second Amendment today when we talk about callers. And throughout the compendium of the broadcast, interspersed with literally hundreds of different incredibly important news stories that we're going to attempt to cover. But it's on. We know the enemy's plan. We know their operations. We know how they behave. And now they've just got to sell this to local government and the police and the military and the FBI and the ATF and others so that they believe. Most of them actually believe they're doing a hard job and the world's against them and they get, you know, attacked unfairly and things get spun. I mean, here's a great example, and we'll cover this after the break. South Carolina National Guard conducts door-to-door wellness checks, gun confiscation exercises. Now, in this compendium, if the police and military can understand this, and if the public can understand this, it's what I call a Rosetta Stone. Through this, you can decode everything. This is just a snapshot example, microcosm, that hooks into everything. You understand the micro, you understand the macro. The National Guard are really hardworking, great people that do a lot of wonderful work. Some of the most awake people out there. They're not bad. But it's true that when you do these wellness checks and you get the National Guard, even regular Army involved in door-to-door behavior, we've documented, and it's been in the news, that it is part of the integration of the military into civilian life for the oppression to come. So they carry out a legitimate, helpful mission, gather intel, though, that's then fed to health departments to be used in spy databases on citizens. So they send out smiling faces knowing that there's a very positive view of the military and of the National Guard. They use them, open the door, let the nice guy in, to then let the vampire in a week later or a month later or a year later. So this is the nice little kid, the friendly kid selling lollipops, you know, or Girl Scout cookies that you let in.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. It is a huge news breaking day. We've got some major moves happening, trying to ban ammunition. We have some different moves that are being made by Senate Republicans. We've got gain of function experiments out of control by the CDC. We've got the Russian people are angrier at the U.S. than they have ever been. And joining us now is Alex Jones to break this down.
That's right. Again, co-hosting here from the road today with David Knight. I'll be back tomorrow as well with David. Alex Jones coming to you from Texas, the Texas coast. David Knight coming to you from the InfoWars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, and broadcasting worldwide. There is so much to cover, so much to go over today. The first thing I want to break down before I get into all the other news is this is going to be a Second Amendment-centered transmission. When we open the phones up towards the end of this hour and throughout the entire broadcast today after that, I want to hear what you're planning to do to defeat the move to take our guns. And I want to hear what you're planning to do to get a hold of these criminal politicians and let them know they're going to be held accountable and that they're not going to use a bunch of wordsmithing and manipulation to hide what they're doing. Obama has promised to destroy the Second Amendment. His criminal attorney general was caught shipping guns into Mexico, and the memos came out, CBS News, to demonize and false flag and set up the Second Amendment. This is really happening. We have on a host of issues, open borders, total treason, without even a law. The president's just legalizing all the illegals, giving him Social Security cards. That's in the news today. We have the president shutting off our energy capacity and moving our jobs overseas by design, on record, globalism, to make us dependent, outside of law. The carbon taxes, outside of law. The shutting down of the rest of our infrastructure, outside of law. We have the president launching military operations outside of Congress and outside of law. We have the president engaging in selective enforcement via Obamacare against his political enemies, engaged in IRS witch hunts on record against whole political classes they don't like, with MSNBC traitorously admitting that they are targeting conservatives and saying, good, go after the Tea Party with the IRS. Not even the Nazis openly got on the radio and said, go take all of our enemies' money. They just did it. So this is the beginning of economic embargo. We have articles out of Nevada. This isn't out of England, where parents can't adopt children if they have concealed carry permits. You see, we are the new Jews, the new gypsies, the new underclass. If you're white, if you're libertarian, if you're conservative, you are open, free game for the new totalitarians to exercise these operations on us. But then once they're done, they're going to move on to everybody as well. But this is the game being played right now. Epic news. And again, I use that word a lot because what we're seeing is gargantuan power grabs of the internet, of you name it. Now the Republicans are proposing, and look out, they're proposing abolishing the ATF, but that only means like they abolished the Border Patrol and just put it under ICE 6 years ago. No, they are moving for a long time ATF under the DEA and the FBI. We're going to be talking about that with David Knight here in just a moment, to give them the incredible reach of informants and power to now totally criminalize gun owners with a bunch of invisible regulations and red tape, to then throw people in jail for bullets, for gun accessories, you name it. The real reign of terror that Bloomberg and others promised, that was microcosmed in California the last 3 years with the Bloomberg headline, gun confiscations begin in California. It's coming. The veterans aren't able to buy guns in many cases now. No crimes, no record, no nothing. It's here. Totalitarianism via bureaucracy incrementally being turned up. But at a certain point, even if you incrementally are turning it up, it starts to boil. Here's the articles on Infowars.com right now. 52 senators, and we need to be hammering this on Infowars.com, and we are. 52 senators warn of sweeping ammo bans, say Second Amendment is, quote, at risk. Absolutely. The plan has always been to be able to ban one type of rifle ammo, claiming it can kill cops. Well, of course it can kill cops. And then, I mean, any ammo can kill somebody. And then expanding it out basically to everything. 52 senators warn of sweeping ammo bans, say Second Amendment at risk. A majority in both the Senate and the House, 52 senators, 238 House members, have joined to oppose the Obama administration's move. Well, let's see them actually do something to ban a popular type of ammo used in upselling AR-15 rifles and pistols because it pierces police body armor. A week after House members, led by Judiciary Committee Representative Bob Goodlatte, if I say that right, sent a letter of opposition to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley echoed that in his own letter, signed by 51 others. We're going to be reading some of what they had to say coming up, but if you add this into the entire attack profile, the entire constellation of what's happening, it shows that the enemy is very confident. Well, they shouldn't be. In every poll number, they're plunging. They're in deep political trouble. Hillary's in big trouble. Obama's in big trouble. You read the news headlines. Even his own faithful are losing faith in their Messiah, the Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, to quote Jamie Foxx. So why are they so confident? Because they have globalist backing. They have an agenda. They have stage terror up their sleeve, new big wars up their sleeve, economic crises up their sleeve, and most importantly, they have traitorous Republicans like John Boehner and others protecting the entire agenda, keeping Obamacare in place as it rapes the American people and breaks our financial back and destroys our health care system and federalizes it as a new enforcement spy grid. Breaking the country's back, ending sovereignty, ending the borders, saying, you know, worldwide, CNN every day has articles, come to America, it's all free, ha ha, the land of milk and honey, the Golden Valley, the heaven on earth, Fantasy Island, it's all free, ha ha. I mean, it is just red level. The country is melting down, is being dismantled in front of us, and if they can get the Second Amendment, and that the Republican leadership can ride herd and just put out, you know, a lawsuit or complain and act like they're doing something and move it on into a process, it's over. We need investigations. We need hearings. We need indictments for Fast and Furious. We need to get on the offense because we're on the defense. And the best offense is, ladies and gentlemen, to take action, to tell the truth, and to not back down. So they've been attacking us. The best defense is an aggressive offense. We don't have any more time. Our worst fears have been confirmed. We're dealing with a red level, hardcore, scientific, global, technocratic attempted takeover of the United States ahead of the worldwide financial collapse. And under this new system, Katie, bar the door, they're going to turn loose the giant multi-million person army of snitches, spies, killers, enforcers in a new gun war in America. It's not a drug war, a war on the Second Amendment. David Knight, give us your breakdown on this. Do you disagree with me that we are entering heart-pounding times? This signals they're going for broke. Again, our worst fears have been confirmed, folks. Gear up. This is it. But we don't need to just gear up for physical confrontation when they come to confiscate the guns. We have to politically hammer them right now in the streets with signs, you name it, aggressively so they back down. We've done it before when they ran their Sandy Hook op and others. We can do it again if we rally. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. You know, there's a group of pro-lifers who are very upset with John Boehner because he had promised that he was going to pass a late-term abortion bill in January. Of course, he hasn't done that like he hasn't done anything else. So they're going to Capitol Hill. They said they're going to sit at his office. They're going to get arrested, whatever. People need to get upset about these issues. And, of course, that's a key issue. So is the takedown of the Second Amendment. My take on this was positive yesterday because, Alex, we see so many different bureaucracies that are trying to expand their territory. Look at the FCC going over the Internet.
Power grabbing by different agencies.
Absolutely. Anthony Gucciardi talked about how the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is trying to extend its authority over the Internet by going through the ad portals, essentially. And so we see all these organizations, these bureaucracies that exist permanently. They're not elected by the people. They're not accountable to the people. And so we have absolutely no control. We can have a comment period where we can send them our comments about their proposed legislation. They don't have to listen to us. If they don't listen to us, there's nothing we can do. If you look at what the FCC just did, they just passed this legislation without even having no comment. Nobody can see it. Not even the congressmen have seen it a week after they passed this. So when I looked at this and said, when he said, let's eliminate the ATF, my first reaction was, absolutely, that's what I would do if I was there. I would go on the offensive. I would say, let's shut down these bureaucracies that have metastasized into their own little separate empires. I think the only positive thing that would come out of this, he's going to move the functionality, as you point out, to the FBI, to the DEA. It could be more ruthlessly enforced. And we know, of course, that the FBI has set people up with false flags. We just talked to Barrett Brown yesterday about how the FBI brought all kinds of false charges against him, misconstrued Twitter statements that he'd made. He said, we no longer have a rule of law, we have a rule of law enforcement. And, of course, that would continue. But on the other hand, we would get rid of this upper echelon of ATF management that's been responsible for Fast and Furious, that is working with Obama to create a situation where they totally bypass this neuter Congress and neuter the Second Amendment by going after ammunition. And Obama has been going after ammunition from the very beginning, and that's the smart
the
play.
If the power structure goes with this senatorial idea, then you know it's bad news. Yeah. I'm just pointing out how you can go from one incompetent agency to one of these really dangerous dark agencies. And they do plan to have a war on guns like they've had a war on, quote, drugs. That's right out of the mouth of Rahm Emanuel. They don't want people put on a no-fly list to be able to buy guns, no judge, no jury. So we're going to this extrajudicial system, whether it's the internet or whether it's borders. We are moving to a completely dictatorial model. The good news is Hillary Clinton may not be able to survive what's happening. The sense is the people are very angry, very upset. The worm is politically turning, not just here, but all over the world. But I totally agree with you, David, that this is a very important time for everyone to be aware of what's happening and to get aggressive. And let's expand on that. When the Republicans didn't have a majority in the Senate, but they had a smaller majority in the House last year, 2014, they were able to pass a partial birth abortion ban in the House. The Senate killed it. Now we have the Senate, have the House. They have no excuse.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
Jones coming to you from the road. We've got David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News anchor, co-hosting the broadcast with us from Austin, Texas. And I'm really glad that David brought up, in conjunction with this whole Second Amendment story, this whole Second Amendment move, I mean, it's really happening, that at the same time, the Republicans had the votes in the House and Senate and could have banned partial birth abortion, but didn't do it. They could repeal Obamacare. They won't even change any of it. They could control our borders. They won't do it. Last week, they sent Obama, during Netanyahu's speech, an admitted distraction now, the blank check to just do whatever he wants with Homeland Security, no strings attached. Because Congress passes the money and says what it's for. They just said, you know what? Here's a blank check, baby. Here's over $100 billion. Just do whatever you want. Have fun. It's all yours. It's all yours, bounty hunter. We are just being thrown down the trash can here. We are being looted seven ways to Sunday, just like China for over 100 years by the Western powers was before the Boxer Rebellion. Look it up. And they used drugs shipped in by British intelligence to bring down China. It's the same story to divide and conquer the country. And for all of you out there that are part of the system, when it's all said and done, you're going to have your wealth looted as well. This is extremely predatory. It's going to basically the bottom, and it's got to be reversed. So, again, I ask the listeners, we're going to open the phones up coming up in the next segment. I ask the listeners, what do we do to point out that, A, even if Congress passed an ammo ban, it would be unconstitutional. This isn't even a law. This isn't even about the Second Amendment now. It's about dictatorship of the executive branch and these bureaucracies that literally are run by a bunch of corporate chiefs in revolving doors. The former head of Monsanto runs the EPA. The FDA, and then they also got their people inside it just makes the head spin when you look at almost every agency, and it's a revolving door where Monsanto's got their people in the FDA and the EPA, and it's the same for every agency. This is how we've been completely sold out, and now they're coming for the Second Amendment. Folks, that's what I keep saying. If they get away with dictatorial actions at a level never before seen, and even mainstream media and members of Congress say Obama is acting like a dictator, the bigger issue is, why is Congress green-lighting everything and just handing him the tacit power? David Knight, the toll-free number for listeners to join us is 800-259-9231. Are you angry? Are you focused? Do you understand this is make it or break it? We're entering a major sector where the globalists are probing and moving on every front. This is an incredible time to be alive. 800-259-9231. What about the pro-lifers, David? I mean, they've got the right idea. Everywhere Boehner goes, he should be besieged. He's going to allow the continued murder of all these children.
People have to get angry enough, Alex, where they stand up and they do something. And that's why when I looked at this initially, I'm so concerned about the passivity of Congress, and this is something that's been going on for decades. They have been turning over their legislative function to these bureaucracies that they've created, like the ATF, like the FDA, whatever. Every one of these bureaucracies, the EPA, going after wood stoves, as we talked about yesterday, they just keep expanding their reach into our lives without any reason. And they're little governments unto themselves. They write the laws, they legislate, they enforce the laws, they have their own courts. And so when I saw somebody in Congress saying, let's go on the offensive, let's take down one of these, that would be a lesson to all of the agencies. So from that standpoint, I think it's a good thing. Now, of course, the government is still going to be coming after the Second Amendment. It would be different agencies that would be coming after it. One of the things, Alex, that I thought was interesting, I think they're losing the hearts and minds of the people, certainly on the war on drugs. We've seen this over and over again, state after state.
That's another shift to the Second Amendment.
Yeah, yeah. And so if they were to take the alcohol and tobacco to the DEA, that would be one way to kind of placate that powerful bureaucracy, which in and of itself is like its own separate government. That'd be kind of way too.
The DEA will now be involved in alcohol and tobacco. I mean,
yeah.
Joe Biggs used to deliver people to be tortured in Afghanistan to the DEA. The DEA is one of the scariest, most clandestine operative groups out there, but nobody thinks of it as sexy like the Navy SEALs or the CIA, because the DEA is smart enough to stay below the radar. I mean, they are super wicked, super bad. I mean, they bring in the narcotics, folks.
Talk about Fast and Furious. I mean, that everything that the DEA has been doing for decades has been an entire Fast and Furious operation, running both sides of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I shake to think of the DEA over the Second Amendment. So, I mean, we're talking about a lower, small, two-inch demon right now, the ATF, that everybody hates. They've been hated since they were the revenuers, you know, 150 years ago going after moonshiners, to a gorilla that weighs 600 pounds. I mean, we're talking about a 600-pound gorilla of the DEA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Alex Jones joining us. We've been talking about the Second Amendment. That's going to be our focus today. We also, in other news, we see that the CDC is back at the Tulane bioweapons lab trying to find out how this got out of the lab. These are gain-of-function experiments trying to weaponize bacteria. We have our federal government weaponizing their powers, and that's what we're talking about with the Second Amendment. How did we get these clueless people who are weaponizing and adding function to their powers? How do we bring them in? Is the way we do it with a ban on the ATF? Do we disassemble the ATF and move its responsibilities to the FBI and the DEA? How do we move back as a people? Certainly Congress is not going to do it. What do you think, Alex?
Well, David, we have to have a national debate about what it is to be a free country versus a tyranny. And we have to admit to ourselves that we have fallen as a nation. The minute that we rationalized killing babies in the womb, then old people were going to be worthless, the veterans were going to be worthless, The troops are going to be worthless. Our women would be worthless. Our men would be worthless. Our children would be worthless. We have been chopping our children up and throwing them in trash cans and now using them for Pepsi flavoring and now using them for vaccine flesh production stock for so long that now so what if we've got 1 in 56 with autism from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago? So what if breast cancer is up 3,000%? So what if it comes out in big British government studies confirming the Harvard studies that fluoride makes you fat, unhappy, and very depressed, and makes your thyroid fail and your pancreas fail? So what? I mean, it's just an attitude of where we've been conditioned and have adapted by having our will broken to just accept anything. And now we've seen the power grabs going on for a long time after Kennedy right through to President Obama. And now it's just a bum rush. The dam has broken. And they are going to probably stage another mass shooting and just announce, start turning your guns in. It'll be first turn in the AR-15s, the M4s. And then they won't have to stage terror attacks. People will resist. They'll be called terrorists, and the civil war will start. Then the occupying government will probably blow up federal buildings and blame it on us. And undoubtedly this show, within minutes of a federal building going up in a mushroom cloud, my face will be on national television, and they will say it's all my fault. And that's why we're here every day exposing that it's not our fault. We're trying to stop it. We understand the enemy operation. They're going to blame Drudge Report. They're going to blame Rush Limbaugh. They're going to blame any media they don't control. Doesn't mean Drudge is perfect. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean Limbaugh's perfect. It just means we've supported the Second Amendment. We've been pro-life. We've been against collectivism. We have to be silenced, discredited, destroyed. And WorldNet Daily is the same. Talk radio is the same. That's what the FCC takeover of the web is about. This is it. I mean, every instinct I've got is to haul anchor and get out of this country. My flesh wants to flee to the South Pacific. My flesh wants to flee to New Zealand. My flesh wants to flee to Chile. And, you know, just get some cottage up in the mountains in a low-crime area and get to know the locals and hope everybody's nice, you know, and go local. That's what my flesh wants to do. But see, it's the spirit that's going to defeat this evil. And my spirit says you're going to stay here, and you're going to fight this, and you're going to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. And what we've done as a culture and a society is we've gone with our flesh. I don't want to have a baby with this woman. I'm just going to pay for an abortion. It's not really a human. And then they give you a rationale. And then, oh, I'm not going to worry about my grandparents or my parents. I'm just going to stick them in the facility. And so what if they euthanize them basically with morphine? You know, they've had a good life and whatever. And, oh, you know what? You know, I've got a handicapped kid. Let's go ahead and kill them up to age 5. Now the mainline liberal publications are calling for killing children up to age 5. Or even if you just don't like how your kid looks. And, oh, let's have designer babies. And, let's take children from parents to give them to, quote, gay families. But then let's not let people that own guns and have no criminal record in Nevada adopt a child. You see, it's discriminatory. They come in and they claim they're here to empower, and they play off our bleeding hearts, who are true classical liberals at heart, in a Jeffersonian way, to go, yeah, you're right. Let's pay for the immigrants to come have their babies here. Yeah, you're right. Let's turn our guns in so children don't get hurt anymore. It's all about guilting us into total and complete submission. And we just have to break with that guilt, break with that being bullied and henpecked into a corner that we're going to submit to the system and we're going to comply and we're going to bow down and we're going to go along with them. And we have to really see how epic this takeover is. I mean, look at the Second Amendment issue. Then we're going to get David's take and start taking some phone calls. And David can see the callers on screen. He can call those out and go to those as well. In fact, I've now got the call screen. Thank you. I haven't gone on the road in a while, so I'm working out some of the bugs. The crew's doing a great job. Look at this headline on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that dovetails everything we're talking about. And within this is a microcosm to see the mind control. South Carolina National Guard conducts door-to-door wellness checks, gun confiscation exercises, troops unknowingly trained for martial law. Excellent article. And it goes into the breakdown of the entire situation. In fact, we probably should play this report coming up that Rob Deuce shot about it. Operation Vigilant Guardian, which we exposed 5 years ago, as an exercise to set up gun confiscations and in turn citizens, is being run across the country under the guise of helping citizens, even though we've seen National Guard go door to door. And the video report that needs to go viral breaks it down. See, they tried this 5 years ago, and it was even in local newspapers. We covered it. To have them drill to, quote, in Arcadia, Iowa, and places to take the guns, to confiscate the firearms. We had colonels on who admitted it. It was a big national story. So then that backfired. So now they're calling it wellness checks. So the troops themselves are just being trained to go door to door and ask social worker questions and put it in a database. They're not bad people. Because the media will say, oh, you're saying the troops are bad. No, they're not. They're being put in a bad position. So they're the loving good face that people trust. There's a higher approval rating for National Guard and military than there is for any other government agency or group. So they want to use them as their front to condition and prepare the public for this. And it's absolutely dastardly. And it ties in, again, to the compendium of the takeover that we see. I mean, David, do you have any doubt? Do you think I'm being alarmist? Or what does your gut tell you as a engineer, a father, an entrepreneur, a business owner, somebody who studied history? I'm concerned that we're not, InfoWars isn't taking this as seriously as we should, that I'm not, that I've been too long close to tyranny fighting it, that I've almost become comfortable with it and pretty much just expect all this evil to come when I forget all the animating contest of liberty that we've been in, where we've had victory and held the enemy back for so long. That's why they're forced to reveal themselves now, as you said earlier, show their cards in a desperate, brazen, brigand power grab that if we actually stand up against may be their downfall and give us a reprieve of a decade or 100 years, just as Nineveh was given a reprieve, as in the old, so as in the new. This is what we're looking at. I just don't want to decide that we're going to submit to this. Obviously, we're not, but I don't want us at a gut spiritual level to feel like we're on a fool's errand and are just doing this because justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's not what we're doing. Yes, at one level we are, but greater than that is that we will have victory if we simply demand it and take it. That's God's promise, but we have to stand up against the enemy when they come in. David, I'm ranting here, but this is just over the top to actually see all of this unfold. The power grabbing of 1 month dwarfs what I've seen the last 10 years, David. What are we going to see in the next month, David?
I don't know, Alex, but you know what you said is exactly right. People have to stand up. That's what's right about these people going to Boehner's office and saying, you said you were going to do this, you didn't do it. And, of course, the larger picture is they've taken an oath to the Constitution, and they're walking that back. What you're saying, for people to stand up and peacefully demand their rights, is what we saw at the Bundy Ranch. That was very encouraging. I saw the Second Amendment exercised in the way that the founders meant for it to be exercised, and that is as a deterrence to criminal actions by the government. The government had come in there, they had confiscated his cattle, but more importantly, they had attacked people. They had set up signs that said this is the First Amendment area. The people in that area were sick of the abuse. They put on their weapons and they stood them down. No violence happened, but they did it peacefully.
It sent shockwaves to the power structure.
Yes. Yes.
And when you guys stood up to them and they had to back down and let them know that we're not going to be bullied forever. And at a certain point, we're not going to back down. Do they really want the next Lexington or Concord? Do the globalists who are barely hanging on right now really want this civil war? Because when they blow stuff up to demonize us, it ain't going to work this time. The police and military know what's going on now. It ain't going to work. The dog ain't going to hunt, David.
I don't think that the Senate has our back on this like anything else, Alex. This letter from the 52 senators, they talk about what the ATF calls its framework. Quote, an ATF framework for determining whether certain projectiles are primarily intended for sporting purposes. That's what the ATF is putting out there. And they're saying that we're going to determine, the ATF is going to determine whether or not the ammunition is intended primarily for sporting purposes. And the Senate is saying, you don't have the right to make that determination. But what they're not talking about, Alex, is the elephant in the room. The fact that the Second Amendment is not about sporting, it's not about hunting, it's not about target shooting. It's about a check on the power of government, and that check can be done peacefully, just as we saw during the Cold War. We had a stand down, a mutual assured destruction, and that can be done peacefully. That's why we have the Second Amendment. It's not for hunting and
sporting.
Absolutely.
The collectivists are trying to gut the country right now because they're losing. They know the country's waking up. They're scared, ladies and gentlemen, but they want to try to bully us now into submission. It cannot happen. In fact, later at the bottom of the next hour, we ought to air the audio and the video of that epic footage. It's got like a million views. I think the name the video is of Fed surrender to citizens. What's the name of that video, David, that you and Josh shot live on the ground there?
I'm not sure. It was something about the Bundy Ranch standoff. It's got about 1.3 million views on it by now.
I think it's Fed surrender to citizens, Bundy Ranch.
Might be. Yeah.
We put that on screen for folks. We should have articles about that and explain. This is the blueprint, not so much with an armed standoff, but the fact that when they did pull the guns and say, we're going to shoot you, that's when the people rode across and said, go ahead and do it. There it is. Historic. Feds forces surrender to the American citizens. That sent shockwaves through the globalists. Harry Reid and others shook with fear and said, this cannot be allowed to stand. There will be repercussions. What, you're going to start a bigger war? Don't you people get it that we're not afraid? We just have tried to fix things peacefully, and we don't want to have a needless civil war with the police and the military, as their rights are being destroyed too, and their citizens as well. Don't you understand world government's real? America really has been captured. You're living in an epic time, folks, like a movie, like we're the French Resistance. This isn't a game, people. We are occupied. The globalists have seized control. It's real. There really is baby flavoring used with dead babies for Pepsi. There really are dead babies in the vaccines. You understand? I mean, it's all over the top, people. They really do heat hospitals in Oregon and in London all over the world with dead babies. I mean, the globalists are evil. Do you understand? It isn't a game. We were right. It's all happening. And we're not happy about being right. Damn it. Excuse me. I apologize. But this is not a game, people. It's not a game. Do you understand? They're coming. They're killing us. They put it in the vaccines. People are dying everywhere. They're murdering us with soft kill weapons. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We probably need to go to some phone calls, Dave. In fact, let's just go ahead and go to some phone calls. Let's go to Greg in New Mexico. Or Craig in New Mexico. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for years and years, and I couldn't agree with you more. What I'm looking at is, on the Second Amendment, them going after the ammunition, is what they're most likely going to do, and this is from what I've been noticing, is a false flag. And then they're going to go with John Kerry signed the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. And what they will do is what it looks like is they will say, since we're on this small arms treaty, we want to ban any imported ammunition coming into the country. And if you think about it, what that'll immediately do is you'd have everybody with AK-47s, AK-74s, anything that comes from out of the country, which is a good majority of the ammunition that's produced, immediately takes that out of the public.
So and then they're going to have a war on the gun owners, and let's go back. And then next they'll ban having it. You're absolutely right. And the dominoes will fall quickly. Remember, what's the war on guns been the whole time? It's been the war on ammo with the feds buying every caliber known in existence, basically, by the billions to create a massive increase in prices. They've done everything they can, like it's a military operation, to degrade our capacity to uphold the Second Amendment. Go ahead, caller.
Exactly, Alex. And now when you look at them going after the ammunition again, you now watch prices skyrocketing for the ammunition. Now you're seeing shelves being picked clean again. And every time you start seeing where there's a surplus of ammunition, there's something that goes on and they try to take it away. And think about all the people that have those rifles. As soon as, if they have the stockpiled ammunition, as soon as that happens, they no longer have access to any ammunition. And
exactly.
I'm also been a big person for the Second Amendment. I'm also a veteran. I'm an oath keeper. And I also thought about this a year ago when they went after the 5.45 by 3.9 round. Immediately, you saw prices jump on those. You saw rounds just nobody could get them any longer. You couldn't buy them online. Now when the surplus is, then there's no longer surplus. It now has to be modern manufactured for them to be able to use it. And that's what I see.
That's right. Everything is about curtailing the Second Amendment. And understand, folks, we have literal foreign enemies in control of the government trying to disarm the people. The Republican leadership is scared to death, bullied into submission. And if you wanted to bring America down, they're shutting our energy off, opening our borders, driving down wages, putting regulations, raising taxes, executive tax raising, Obama has now announced. It's on. If you wanted to really bring the country down, which the globalists want to do at some point, you would cause a civil war, which will effectively bring the entire country down and will kill millions. And I just keep hammering that because the plan is civil war, painting conservatives and libertarians and veterans as the enemy
with the government and its giant third world hordes, dumbed down, believing the government loves them, as the new constabulary. I mean, can you imagine a more hellish thing? This is their plan. I ask you, this is not rhetoric. I mean what I'm saying. It's real. Is this not just over-the-top bizarro land? I mean, are we really going to let this happen? Is the FBI and the CIA and the Joint Chiefs and everybody else, are you really going to do this? I mean, you're really going to kill the country. You're really that nuts. You really go along with the globalists that hate freedom and hate liberty and hate free market and hate fathers so much that you want to break this country completely in multiple pieces. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is no way you're ever going to get away with this from your own masters. You understand, your own masters, once they've taken over, you've studied history, you know that. The number one rule is burn every one of you traitors. They're not going to leave you. We're going to break in 1 minute. Call or any other points.
Okay, can I make one more comment before I let somebody else have the...
Yeah, go ahead.
I came up with something to circumvent what they're doing. If you look at the ammunition that's coming in from outside the country, it's all Burdan primer. I don't know if you're familiar with Burdan primers. It's all steel-cased ammunition. You can't get brass to reload for those cartridges. It's nearly impossible to find, especially in a crisis situation. So even if people wanted to reload those cartridges, they couldn't do it. I actually came up and I patented a system that now you can reload your steel cartridges. And I have a little plug, RussianReloads.com, and I sell a kit that you can convert your steel cartridges to reload your
cartridges. Very exciting. We're out of time. We're going to get to David Knight's take on this on the other side. The big issue is they're coming for the guns, period. Set the precedent.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bring us just another word for nothing left to lose.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is joining us from the road. We've just been talking about the crisis for the Second Amendment, and it is a crisis. They're trying to take the ammunition, and they're doing it by writing their own rules at the executive level, at the bureaucratic level. What are we going to do about it? We just had a caller call in and talk about how you could no longer find brass. That's one of the first things the Obama administration did back in 2009. They said they were not going to let the military recycle brass back into the commercial market. They were going to have them crush it, sell it to the Chinese as scrap metal. They had a letter from senators said, don't do that. They said, we're going to change the policy and sell it. But, Alex, we found years later that at least one place, I believe it was Fort Drum in New York, in their recycling plan, they were still crushing and selling brass instead of putting it back into the market. They want to take ammunition away from us. We have nothing but clubs if they do that.
In fact, in early 2014, about a year ago, I guess it was in February last year, so over a year ago, the last lead smelting plant in the United States closed. So we cannot even smelt lead for bullets. We have to buy it from China. And then Obama can put embargoes, as he's announcing, on that executively. This is true treason. Now, when we start the next hour, Indigo Kid, Antoine, Doug, Dylan, Chris, we're going to go to your calls, bam, bam, bam. So have your point or your comment ready on the Second Amendment and this crisis. Please don't forget the fact that we're listener-supported. We have high-quality nutraceuticals, the highest quality, like Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. You can get a free bottle of that when you purchase two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. That is our flagship, unprecedented form of iodine that no one else has. Truly amazing from our deep earth crystal source. It's done amazing things for myself. It's the good halogen, blocks out those bad halogens in the thyroid and more. Now, we've got products that are $14.95, like a bottle of Ancient Defense. Leading competitors with similar formulas, well, I'll just tell you quite frankly, the big giant factory that makes it for us and does a great job, one of the biggest in the world, organic, puts out a similar one and sold in Whole Foods for double that. But the point is, $14.95 is very affordable. So we have high-quality stuff, super affordable. We have things like DNA Force, where one ingredient, the BioPQQ, is $12,000 a kilo. Well, we just purchased more to make a new run. It'll take about 6 weeks. We're going to sell out very soon of DNA Force. And it's going to cost more than $12,000 a kilo. Okay? And it's got a bunch of those. And, you know, CoQ10, the true organic types. I mean, you can buy synthetic stuff for really cheap. This product is normally $154. We lowered it to $134. Until it sells out, at this rate, it should sell out by next week. That's what I do. When something's already selling out, I just sell it for cheaper. Just an obnoxious free market thing I do to give folks the best deal ever. $94.47. So we have the Lamborghini Countach or the Ferrari quality DNA Force, leading competitors $300 to $600. These have patented, proven ingredients where you can actually make claims on them. You can go see the videos at InfoWarsLife.com. And, you know, read all the specific stuff written up by the lawyers as much as we can say. But most supplements can't do things like that because they're not nutraceuticals. I mean, this, I take this every day. Everybody says I look younger. Everybody says I'm more aggressive. The stuff it does to the very working areas of your cells is what the oxy powder does to your intestines. It just blows it out. And I take two tablets a day. If you've heard people call in, because, I mean, this is one of the quote good side effects. If you've had nerves and stuff that are damaged, they'll get numb and fire up and then just, well, you know what, I'm not going to even get into it. I'm just telling you, you've heard the listeners. This isn't a game. Look into what BioPQQ does. Look at what CoQ10 does and all these other ingredients in here. You want supercharged, longevity, quality. It's DNA Force. It is now discounted, ladies and gentlemen, a absolutely massive amount. DNA Force, 30% off the already discounted. It was $150-something. Now it's $94.47. And it will sell out. And I can tell you, after paying for it, and then after marketing, and after staff, everybody, we make about $20 on it when we're selling it for this price, okay? So, and you're like, well, that's a markup, Alex. I'm not complaining. What?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.